And Paul Bongiorno was listening to that interview with Nick Greiner. He joins us in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Let's go to Malcolm Turnbull's speech first. The sensible centre is the place to be. Nick Greiner agreed. Is this Malcolm Turnbull standing up to the push from Tony Abbott and others and the allegation that he's Labor light?
Yes, I think it almost certainly is. It's the Prime Minister reminding Liberals that the foundational idea was not capital C conservative, and Menzies indeed spelt this out. Of course, one has to see Menzies in his historic context. You know, 1944, this was the individual versus the collective, and the collective was manifesting itself in communism, especially Soviet communism. But if you find fast forward to today, and indeed, as Nick Greiner said, Menzies himself did things which, by definition, could be seen as the state doing things rather than leaving it to the individual. He certainly didn't dismantle any social security safety net that Labor had put in place. And on universities, as Nick said, he did things that could broadly be described as left. I just thought it was terribly refreshing to hear Nick Greiner speaking so moderately and sensibly, and this is the space that people believe Malcolm Turnbull in his heart actually lives in and has been constrained. And I think that if Turnbull can fight back in the way in which this he put this speech in London, he maybe can regain the credibility and the ground that he had when he came into the prime ministership. There is one just brief thing. It wasn't only aimed at Tony Abbott and his allies, if you like, in the Liberal Party. By the way, Liberal conservative is an oxymoron. It's like saying promiscuous virgin.
Perhaps progressive versus conservative.
Well, I think that would be a lot better, wouldn't it?
By the way, Turnbull
also had a go at Labour and socialism. I think the idea of the Labour Party being socialist in the sense that Menzies was talking about, you know, or 60 or so years ago has well and truly, a bygone era and a bygone concept.
Just briefly, I want to get to the same-sex marriage debate, but Nick Greiner, I thought, was very open with his comments there, including saying that most of Tony Abbott's five-point plan will never happen.
Yeah, he's dreaming.
That's right. That's what he said.
But I think there's no doubt that there's a big element of people who are opposed to Turnbull for what he seems to epitomise, which is a contemporary centrist. And whatever they are, they're not contemporary.
Let's go to same-sex marriage. Reports in Fairfax Press today that some coalition MPs are preparing to cross the floor on same-sex marriage to vote on a private member's bill that will be brought forward by the Liberal member from WA, Dean Smith, before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Now, this has been bubbling around for a while. The PM says he's not going to bring it on, but if they have the numbers, they can. But we've got news poll today showing that there's been a lift in support for the plebiscite. Less people wanting the politicians aside, more people wanting a plebiscite. Does that kill off their push?
Well, no, I don't think so at all. I mean, basically, if you see today's plebiscite question, which comes out of the blue, we haven't really been arguing up until the last week or so about the plebiscite. The last time they did it, it was in the heat of battle when the big argument that knocked it off publicly was that this plebiscite doesn't bind politicians. And Conservative politicians said that they would exercise their conscience vote. And the next point was, so you have a non-binding plebiscite that costs $160 million. Labor, especially Bill Shorten, said, well, we could do a lot with that $160 million for schools and hospitals. And that's why last time the question was put, it went the other way. Out of the blue, should the people decide or the politicians? Oh, the people. Well, that'd be fine if the people actually were deciding, whereas constitutionally this plebiscite is nothing but an expensive and divisive opinion poll.
Yeah, it's very tricky ground for the Prime Minister, though, who keeps restating the government's position. But if there's enough in his coalition room who are prepared to stand up and cross the floor...
And I think there are, and I think this is definitely coming to a head, and I've been told that even Liberal backbenchers who do not support same-sex marriage believe that one of the concepts that Menzies held dear, by the way, namely a free vote, should be applied in this instance.
And here we are, finding ourselves back at Robert Menzies. Paul Bongiorno, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is a columnist with the Saturday Paper.